Ervin Perek Yud Mishnah Yud Beis. This is a continuation of the dinim of Boina, again with the distinction of something which is also Bamigdosh and Bamedina, as opposed to something which is also only Bamedina, not Bamigdosh, as well as we're going to have over here in Cheshbon of Machlok Svishenim that we just mentioned in Mishnah Yud Aleph. We're talking over here about a kli, a larger closet. We're talking about a closet which has a din of a kli, which the Gemara in Shabbos says is the shir of arboim saw, something which is the shir of arboim saw, which is the size of a mikveh. It already doesn't have a shame of a kli. L'mashul l'gabi kabolas tuma, something that's above that size has a din of a place, not a thing. A kli is mekabel tumah. A place, even if the place is formed by a wooden frame, it's still not a kli. Arboim saw is already a shear of a mokum of a odom. So Mel doesn't have a shame of a kli. The nafkamina is that l'chayru ain binyan bekelim minatayru. There's no melocha of boine on a kli. At best, if you attach, let's say, a handle of a kli and you make it ready for usage, it could be the malacha of makeh bepatish, but it will not be the malacha of boinu. That being said, machzirin tzir hatachten bamigdosh avaloi bamedino. Picture a door on a smallish closet, and if the top hinge comes out, the door topples out. Let's say there's a door hanging by two hinges on a door. A tzir is a hinge. And if the top hinge comes out, the door just falls over, even though it's still attached on the bottom. If the bottom hinge falls out, so then it doesn't, you can't open and close it efficiently, but it's still attached. So, magzirin tzir hatachten b'migdosh, if the bottom hinge comes out, that is a chiluk to migdosh and medina. V'ho elyoin, if the top hinge comes out, so then kan v'kan also. Why? Because the top one falls out, the whole thing is ice. The bottom hinge falls out, it could still hold on al yedei the top hinge. So it's only a tikkun. Now what's explained over here is that even though there's no binyan bekelim, but there's a gzeres sheme yitka, that if you stick a hinge back in, you might come to properly bang it in with a hammer that should be not just stuck in, but it should be attached properly, and then you'll take a have malacha der isa makeh bepatish. So therefore, there's an iser shvus, which is only bamedino, because like we said, in shvus bamigdosh. But if the door is properly out, so then kan v'kan oser, Rashi explains that this means because it's also midaraisa. Now, whether binyan bekelim is midaraisa or not, we just said for pashtus that there is no binyan bekelim b'shabbos. Why? Because the Mishnah in Beitza, the first perek, in perek aleph, Mishnah hey, and in perek beis, Mishnah vov, that's where two times the machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is brought whether yesh binyan bekelim midaraisa, and l'chayra Beis Hillel holds that ain't binyan bekelim. So Rashi explains that the reason why the Tanakhama over here holds or Elyon Kan V'Kan Oser is because the Tanakhama is going with the Shita Beis Shammai. Okay, move on. That's not a Poshto Kemta, it's a Doichit. Tosfos argues, and we have the same shtickle in Mishnah Yud Aleph, and what Tosfos says is the same thing, that there are Shvusim that resemble a Melocha proper, even though they're Derabbanan, but it's a Shvus Godel and they'll be Oser, even Bamigdosh, and the same is true over here also. Since the thing is totally out, because if the Tzir Elyon is missing, it falls over, and it falls out. So Memela, that's a Shvuz Godel, B'chi HaGamna, it'll be also even Bamigdosh. Says the Mishnah of Yehuda Oimer, he's Chalik on two levels. There's a downgrade on two levels, the same thing as we had in Mishnah Yer Aleph. For Elyon, Bamigdosh, even if the Elyon falls out, where the door is literally going to fall out, Bamigdosh would be mutter. Clearly, it's only a shvus. Why is it only a shvus? Because ain't binyan bakelim. According to the shita that holds that ho'elyon, the shita of Rashi, that ho'elyon would be deraisa, according to the Tanakhama, you have to say Yehuda's chaylik. And they have a machlokes whether yesh binyan bakelim or not, which is really a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. We said that's kasha on Rashi. That to say that a machlokes over here in the Mishnah is totally in a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is difficult at best. according to the Shita of the other Rishayim, the Pshat is over here that the Shvus Godl, which the Tanakama holds, is also even by Migdash. Over here he holds Ho'elyoin by Migdash, they're Mata the Shvus as well. Vatachtoin by Medina, he holds that they weren't Geyser on where the door is not out, is only just slipping it back in. That would be Mutter Bamdina. So there's a downgrade in the level of Chaymer on both counts. Again, it's Mestaber that the two Machloikis and the two Mishnayis are one theme, and it's not a Machloikis in Binyan Bekelem, but it's a Machloikis in how far to take the Shvusim of Boina. Mishnah Yud Gimel. This is already a different Gzeira. There is an element over here of Migdosh and Medina, but we're not dealing with really the Shvuz Bamigdosh, the fact that ain't Shvuz Bamigdosh over here. Machzirin Ritio Bamigdosh. You're allowed to replace a bandage, a medicated bandage, Bamigdosh, but not Bamedina. So let's explain what exactly is the sugya of Ritio, Hakzoras Ritio. Ritio, like we just said, is a medicated bandage. We're not talking about a band-aid. That you're allowed to put on Shabbos. There's no Issur D'Rabbanan to put on if there's a little bit of blood, you want to cover over a wound, or there's an open wound, you want to keep it covered to prevent from infection, that you're allowed to cover over. We're talking over here about where it's an oifin of medicating something, so you put it on the bandage and you cover it over. The gzeira midrabanon of gzeiras shchikas samimonim, which means that a medicine, a mole, used to be something that was ground, smeared, and you might come to do that if you take medicine on Shabbos, which is the Isser B'chal. So Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Chof Ches, they're only a Chol Shein Bo Sakona with Chol Kol Gufe or Nofel Amishkov, a proper Chol is allowed to take medicine. Stam, a person has a little bit of a headache, L'chari shouldn't be taking aspirin, Tylenol, V'chadoyme because of this Gzeiro. And a prime example of this Gzeiro would be putting on a medicated bandage, because normally the way to do it is to smear the medicine onto the bandage, which would be mamish mimarech, is malach deraisa, smearing something with a firm consistency. But since it's on already, so there's no deraisa, but a derabon there certainly is. And therefore, machzirin ritiya bamigdash avaloi bamedina, it sounds like what we're dealing with over here is ain't shvuz bamigdash. But let's examine for a moment. What are we talking about a ritiya bamigdash? What does putting on a bandage have to do with migdash? It's not part of... We're not talking about a door or a kli or locking a door by Migdosh, that it's something that's related to the Migdosh. So what we're talking about over here is a whole different Indian. We're talking over here about a Kohen who wants to do Avoida, and he can't do Avoida because he has a Psul Chatzitza because of a Ritir that's in the way. Where would that express itself? There's two distinct halachas of Chatzitza legabe a Kohen who's Ovid by Migdosh. One is legabe the begodim that he's wearing, that the shiva big day kohen hedit or the big day kohen godl have to be firmly al besoroi, the hilbish al besoroi es besoroi, and it can't be nechza tzayde something else. If there's a bandage around his hand, around his foot, around his arm, and because of that the michnasayim or the ksoynis is blocked, even a chatzitza of a mashu passels his complete wearing of the Big Day Kohen. He's a mechusa begodim. Alternatively, there could be another problem, which the Gemara discusses, that if the bandage is wide enough that it has a shame of a beged kishal atzmoi, has to be a certain amount of its voice wide, then it would have a din of yitur begodim. It's kilu he's wearing, it's like he's wearing gloves, let's say, or he's wearing socks underneath the Big Day Kohen. That's a yitur begodim. That itself is a psul, but let's say not. Let's say we're talking about a thin bandage, which doesn't have a shem beged, but a chatzitza it is. Now, the one place on the body where l'cha'ira it shouldn't be an issue is on his feet. Kohen is oivid b'migdash barefoot. Or on his hands. There's a separate problem. Problem is that the feet have to be firmly on the ground because the din of a kohen who's oivid is that he has to be the whole time standing alo azoro. If he's standing on something, he's standing on a mat or on a stool or on anything, on a piece of cloth, his postul is not oimid al haritzpa. Ritzpa sa'azor is a part of the cheliko avoida. The hands as well. If he's shechting with his hand, then he has to do it. There has to be, his hand has to be completely. A mashu of chatzitza will block him from being called that his hands are being Mesharis. So where would it shtel Zechoyis that he'd be able to wear a bandage B'Shas Avodah on his left hand? Since a Kohen is Oivid, Mesharis with his right hand, he's Sheikhid with his right hand, he's Mekabal Dam, he's Zoyik Dam with his right hand. On his left hand, theoretically, he could have, as long as it's not big enough to be a Beged, because again, that would be a Psul of Yitu Begodim. As an aside, we'll ask a question. Legabedini chatzitza that we're more familiar with, tefillah and a mikvah, over there midairaisa, the din chatzitza is only when it's roiv gufoi, makpid. Why over here is a mashu chaitzitz? The answer is very simple. When a person is verochatz called besore bamayim, so we say if roiv gufoi is not nechatz, we look at that rubei kakule that his guf is in the water. I part of his guf is nechatz from the water, rubei kakuloi. But over here, there's a din in the beged, the begodim, or the klitsharis, the klis mekabel damin, or the knife for the shkita. It has to touch, every bit of it has to touch his hand. At the point of contact where there's a chatzitza, at that point, that part of the begodim is not on him. You can't say roiv of the begodim. You need that whole beged. Let's say you'd have a hole in the beged. Would it be kosher l'avoida? That part of the avoida is as if it's that part of the beged of the michnasayim. Let's say if he has a bandage on his leg, is missing. So it's not going to help you, rubei kakuli. Rubei kakuli would only be when you want to know his guf. It's in the water. Is it considered immersed in the water? Roiv would help for that, but not at the point of contact. Would not be considered covered by a beged. So that's why over here, even a mashu would be a problem. Again, Avaloi b'Medina, over there there's an Isser Hachzoras Ritio. The Mishnah adds, in Betchilo, Kan v'Kan also, you're certainly not allowed to put the medicated bandage on. Even b'Migdosh, you're not allowed to put it on in the first place. Why? Because over here it's not a Tzorich Gavoya. The Tzorich Gavoya, the Gemara says that the reason why they were Matir, this Gzeira, it's not part of the Avoida, but it's a tzorich gavoya, it's a tzorich avoda to remove the bandage in order to be able to serve. Hitiru soifoi mishum tchilosoi. The avoda, the mikdash, is certainly a very big reason to be mekel in shvusin. So mishum tchilosoi, hitiru soifoi. They allowed him to put it back on, because otherwise he won't be able to take it off. Masha'en kein, if it's put on lechatchila, putting on the bandage lechatchila is certainly not meshach shaychi to the avoda. So therefore, bitchila kan v'kan also. We'll point out that in the halachas of putting back on a medicated bandage, there are two tnoim with which it's osur. And if you have both tnoim, it won't be osur. One is, over here we're talking about that he took it off, b'mezin, not that it fell off. If it fell off, replacing it is a lesser isur. The other point is that if it falls on the ground, falls off and it falls on the ground, that's called completely removed. Masha'en kein, if it fell off by itself, and it fell, either it came off in his hand, it's on his clothing, sometimes a bandage comes off, band-aid comes off, it's stuck to your sleeve. So over here also, if it's on him, it's on one of his begotten, or it's on a thing, it's on a kli, it's not on the ground, it's not considered completely removed, and therefore you're allowed to put it back. This is what comes out of the sugya in over here, and it's brought in the Magen Avraham and Shin Chav Ches, the Tanoim, with the beer halacha over there. These two tnoim of not being bemezid and not falling on the ground would consider it not completely off. Similar, if you want a tzushtel, to taking a pot off the fire with is an iser chazora in the third parak in Shabbos. So if you have it in a situation where the pot is oida biyodi, it's not completely off the fire, you're allowed to replace it. It's not considered completely off. That would be a tzushtel over here. And now the Mishnah introduces a totally new din, koishrin nimo b'migdosh. Nimo is a string of one of the clay shir, one of the musical instruments that were played by the Levim b'migdosh. Think guitar, a kinor, anything, any string instrument. There are strings that break when they're plucked. And when you have to replace them, either replace totally or retie it to the clay shir, that would be a malacha of makib patish. By the way, that's the reason why there's a gzera on Shabbos not to do anything, not to play with anything that makes noise, that makes some type of music, because of a gzera shema yikshan nima b'Shabbos. Now, what's going on over here, we're talking about the melacha itself. You're allowed to play the klei shir, the levim, avada etzdeich ha-shabbat. It's a chelik of the avoida. The question is, what happens if one of the klei shir breaks? We have over here a machloikis. It's called, in the Gemara, machshire mitzvah doichenes ha-shabbat. This is really a subject of discussion in Perek of Elazar de Milah, in the 19th Perek of Shabbos. Whether you're allowed to do something which is not the mitzvah itself, which is Doicha Shabbos, mitzvah's milah in that case, the maisa milah of maling a child whose bris is bismane on the eighth day, about this Doicha Shabbos. However, what about making the knife or preparing whatever tools, instruments you need in order to do the milah successfully? That you're not allowed to do. The Tanna Rabbi Eleza holds machshire mitzvah, something which is necessary for the mitzvah, which is Doicha Shabbos, the machshirin, the utensils that you need, is Doicha Shabbos. That's l'chayra, a mokum to say that you're allowed to retie, refix the clay shear that are necessary for the shear of Hamikdash. The shear of Hamikdash is something which is Doicha Shabbos. L'chayra, the machshirin mitzvah should also be Doicha Shabbos. What's explained over here in the Gemara is that our Tana is a middle shita, middle ground between those two shitas. So it says, according to the Chachomim over there, which is the way we paskin, machshire mitzvah are not Doicha Shabbos, period. Making the middle knife is not Doicha Shabbos. According to Rabbi Lezer, no problem. You could make charcoal and cut down trees in order to make a knife. You need charcoal to make a fire to sharpen the knife. You could do that also on Shabbos. Our Tana holds that machshir mitzvah that's Doicha Shabbos, but only machshir mitzvah she'ef shalah soysom mibayid yoyim. A milah knife, there's no reason why you can't make it on Friday or Thursday. Mashenken over here, we're not talking about making the clay shear the first time. In order to get it properly made by the whichever craftsman made the clay shear for the Mikdash, that avada you could do on Thursday or Friday. We're talking here about a clay shear that broke, and because of that, it broke today. You need to fix it in order to have it for today's shear. That's machshire mitzvah, true, but it's eina yochel asayis v'ev shabbos. You didn't know that it was going to break. So memela, that's why it would be mutter. That's the sheet of this Tana. And that's why the Tana says, koishu nima ba'migdosh, avaloi ba'medina. It's certainly a malacha ba'medina, you're not allowed to do it. In bitchila, as far as making the kli in the first place, kan v'kan osur, that's the follow of the first chelik of the Mishnah Ritiya, has the same chelik between Migdash and Medina, but batchila kan v'kan osur. The reason why over here batchila is because, like we just said, to make the klei shir in the first place, that avada would be awesome because that's machshir mitzvah. Shinitin lasoisam me'erev Shabbos, that avada in Allah do. Only over here where it's fixing, so that was machshir mitzvah she'ev shalasoisam mi'boid yoy. Now, the Rav brings this cheshbon, bekitzer, but he also brings something else. He says that we're talking over here about koishu nimo, which is in the middle of the string, the middle of the string of the kinor that's necessary, the klei shir, you're tying a piece on over there. That's not a kesher shel kayoma. So since it's only a kesher lisho, you'll fix it properly. It needs to be restrung, but it doesn't need to be put on with a kesher shel kayoma. That is not a malacha deraisa. That's what we're talking about. Aber a malacha deraisa, he calls it sobuchli seidois, near the peg, which creates the ikur sound. Over there, you need to tie it on with a kesher shel kayoma. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, because that's a malacha deraisa. The Rav Kedarkoi Bakoidish and Erevin very often is matik from the Rabbeinu Yonison, and he says the same thing. It happens to be that over here, the Tosfos Yom Tov on the Rav and the Goyin Yaakov on Rabbeinu Yonison are matmiya, it's keneged the sugya. The Gemara, the way we just explained it, of klei shir, of machshir mitzvah, she'enim nitn la'asoysim me'erev Shabbos, you're allowed to do even a malacha deraisa. It's clear in the Gemara that you were talking over here about doing a malacha deraisa. Now, malacha deraisa over here, would you say that the klei shir are part of the avodah? So in the Mefarshim over here, make reference to a sugya in Sukkah Daf Memhei, where there's a machloikis tanoim if ikir Shira b'avoida. Shira b'avoida is certainly a necessary part of the avoida. Is the ikar of the avoida the levim b'shir b'peh or b'kli? This Tana clearly holds that the avoida, the ikar shira that accompanies the avoida, which is a din deraisa, is b'kli shir, and therefore fixing the musical instruments that were used by the levim is a necessary part of the avoida. So it's deicha Shabbos, even deraisa, like we say. The last din in the Mishnah, choytchin yabelas b'migdosh. A yabelas is a type of wart, not a simple piece of skin, which just looks not so pleasant. A yabelas over here is something that has a hardness to it, has a little bit of a bone structure to it. And because of that, it's considered a mum. It's pasuk in Parshas Emor. It's considered a mum on a behema. A behema that's going to be shecht, if it has a yabelas, that's a bal mum. Or also on a Kohen's hand, if he has the Abelas also, it passes him from Avodas HaKodshim. Now, is the Maisa of being Choytech Eyabelas a Melacha Deraisa Derabonon? So we have a Mishnah in Shabbos in Perek Yud Mishnah Vov. The Shaila is if somebody cuts off, it's the same thing really over here, as cutting off here, or cutting nails or cutting off here. Is one allowed to do it? The Chacham hold that it's only a Shavus. It's only a Deraisa if it's Neutel Bekli. The Tana over there, Rebbe Lezer, holds that it's a Deraisa. So in our Mishnah, we're going like the Chachamim that hold that it would be Deraisa if you're Neutel Bekli. But if you're Neutel Biyodov, then it would only be a Shavus. We'll add, by the way, that taking off Yabel, Sachaz, Malach, Shein, Tzvich, Legufa. So you could say that's totally over here in the Machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon. But this is a discussion that we had earlier in the Perek, that whenever something is negea, taking off, let's say, cutting nails, or cutting here, do we say that it's a Malacha Shein Tzvich LeGuf, or do we say that the Tikkun HaGuf will be considered the Malacha, the Malachas Machsheves? L'maisa and Shulchan Aruch and Shimon Mem, Paskins like the Ramban and the Rivosh, we mentioned that hair cutting, nail cutting, is deraisa. We don't say that's a malach shein tzvich leguvo, even though we pass a malach shein tzvich leguvo as potter. So that's if we take that shita, so you don't have to make an akimta that it's, you're holding either like Reb Yehuda or Reb Shimon, you hold that's a malach deraisa, you hold over here like the chachomim, the machlokes that we just mentioned, that cutting bi yodayim of yabelis will be deraisa. Cutting via daim will be derabonon. Cutting bakli will be derais, and that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Choytchin yabelas b'migdosh aval lo b'medina, because we're talking over here something that's a shvus. V'im bakli kan v'kan also, because then it'll be derais. So there's no heter. This is the last case of the Al Mishnah.